Cricket presents The Campfire, and today we are taking a deep dive into one of the most competitive districts in the state, 5-6A. The schools in this district include Allen, Braswell, Guyer, Little Elm, McKinney, McKinney-Boyd, Prosper, and Rock Hill. Let's analyze these teams in our film session. Guyer will be the team that gets your attention right away, as they've made it to at least the state semifinal each of the past 4 years. However, with superstars Jackson Arnold and Peyton Bowen off to college, can they still maintain championship caliber status? Well, Peyton's brother Eli is still wearing the Wildcat uniform, and so will highly recruited Josiah Martin at receiver, so Guyer should be a contender again. McKinney's roster is chock full of D1 talent, and this could be the year the Lions go deep in the postseason. Man-child Brian Jackson is back again to break long gains out of the backfield, and the defense brings back Makai Frazier and Xavier Vilsamy. Allen lost their quarterback when Michael Hawkins transferred to Emerson, but they still have Kavion Sibley at running back, and the second of three Omeo Zulu brothers, Zena, doing damage on the defensive line. And then there's Prosper. All the Eagles did was go all the way to the state semifinal before losing to eventual champion Duncanville. Prosper has a new head coach, but they do have one of the best offensive linemen in the state with Ellis Davis. Rock Hill was looking to take a giant step forward, but with Oklahoma commit Kevin Sperry transferring to an Oklahoma high school a couple weeks ago, they may be taking a step back. The Blue Hawks do have Victor Chianuma coming back as a running back. Braswell scored a ton of points last year, but gave up a ton as well. They'll need to shore up their defense to compete in this district. Boyd returns Tyler Wall at running back to help produce wins, while Little Elm will look to rebound from a 2-8 season.
Switch to Cricket and get a free Moto G 5G with your new plan. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Players on the Rise is brought to you by Parker University. Do you or your student want a career training the world's best athletes? Check out our bachelor's degree in strength and human performance today. For an even deeper look at 5-6A, here's producer Ward Fasold and insider Matt Diggs with the district breakdown.
All right, it's district breakdown time. We are talking 5-6A with my main man, Matt Diggs, the professor, and we are speaking on a district that out of almost nowhere, McKinney has shot up through the ranks. Everybody's talking about him in the offseason. And tell me, is McKinney the team that's going to pass up Guyer and Allen and win this district? You talk to me, Diggs, please.
I know you saw the spring rankings, and one of the things that people were really questioning about, you know, nobody was really complaining about Duncanville 1 and DeSoto 2, but people started looking at Louisville 3, and that's a little bit of a spoiler for next week, and McKinney 4, and they're like, Diggs, what are you thinking about? But when you look at McKinney's roster, it is not only loaded, but it is loaded with people we're going to be seeing on Saturday, and possibly a few we're going to be seeing on Sunday, and every other team has the pedigree. You've got some good teams. It's not like Denton Guyer has fallen off the face of the earth. It's not like Allen has fallen off the face of this earth. But doing the research for this district, it's almost turned into a mini transfer portal. I mean, this is the district that people want to come or leave, or, you know, back and forth. It is kind of a crazy talk as far as that goes. But McKinney has been building up talent. You could see a couple of years ago that McKinney had a very good core of sophomores.
Go ahead and shoot me the 1-8.
Got McKinney 1, Denton Guyer number 2, Allen number 3, Prosper number 4, Rock Hill number 5, McKinney Boyd number 6, Braswell number 7, and Little Elm number 8. But I think the big cutoff this year is going to be 3 and 4 is not the teams we've expected in the past. We talk about Allen, we talk about Prosper. They've got a lot more questions than they ever had. They're still solid football teams, but I think they have a lot to prove this year. And this district breakdown might give them a little chip on the shoulder to say, hey, Diggs, we will prove you wrong. We're still Allen. We're still Prosper. Don't sleep on us.
My man Diggs, lighting fires. Let's see who can put them out first. All right, we're going to talk 6-6A next week. That's a district that both of us have kids involved in. So
we're going to be fighting next week on a personal level, Ward.
Fisticuffs. We'll have it. Talk to you later.
We'll post the entire district breakdown segment this Wednesday on our social media pages. Now let's take a look at some game changers and our Players on the Rise presented by Parker University. Kavion Sibley was having a tremendous season for Allen before an ACL injury sidelined him the rest of the way. Sibley's rehab is just about done, and he's looking to build on a junior season where he rushed for just over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. A smaller back with plenty of moves, Kavion will be key in helping the Eagles compete for a district title. Sibley has offers from SMU, Bowling Green, and Louisiana Tech, among others. At McKinney, safety Xavier Filsaimi is one of many D1 prospects on the Lions roster. As McKinney's last line of defense, Filsaimi finished the year with 76 tackles and 3 fumble recoveries. He is one of the hardest hitters in the district, and if a teammate is making the tackle, you can bet Xavier is there to rip the ball out. Filsaimi verbally committed to Florida. Guyer's Eli Bowen is another player in this district looking to bounce back from injury. The cornerback missed most of the Wildcats' playoff run with an injury, but will be ready for action in 2023. Eli had 35 tackles, 6 pass breakups, and returned a fumble for a touchdown during his junior season. With the Wildcats getting hit hard by graduation, expect Bowen to use his athleticism in many ways for Guyer. He has offers from Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M, among others. Allen's Zena Umiozulu is a hard man to keep away from your ball carrier. He's a quick edge rusher who tallied 43 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks as a junior. So far during his Allen career, Umiozulu has almost 90 tackles and 9 sacks. His older brother plays at Texas right now, and Zena will be playing college football as well. He has offers from Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M, among others. Players on the Rise is brought to you by Parker University. Check out our bachelor's degree in strength and human performance today.
Switch to Cricket and get 4 lines for $25 each per month, plus unlimited nationwide 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Our Ward Fasold caught up to Allen head coach Lee Wigington to discuss his Eagles and the rest of 5-6A in our Media Day segment.
All right, it's Media Day, and we are joined by Allen head coach Lee Wigington and coach 5-6A. Man, you go through all the 6A districts, 5-6A is right there in the top 2 or 3 as far as the most powerful districts in the state, let alone DFW. And you know it has to be powerful when all offseason people are talking about, you know, the talent McKinney has coming in and Guyer making the run the last 4 years. And I'm sitting here thinking, you do know Allen is in this district, right? I mean, they got the most pool to pull from as far as players go. Talk about your first year at Allen and how you kind of surveyed such a powerful district.
Well, the first year was the year was incredible. The summer fall was an absolute blur. You know, you start, you know, June 6th, you come in and, the immediate, goal becomes to get to know the kids, to get to know the coaches, to make this senior group have a senior season that they can look back on and be proud of. And, you know, in the midst of so much turmoil, you know, Allen's a program that doesn't have turnover, doesn't have change. And, you know, for that last year seniors, they had a sophomore year, kind of in that whole, stability that Allen is used to. Then all of a sudden in their junior year, they have a upheaval and new coach, new staff. And then all of a sudden they go through their junior spring ball, which really, is, I mean, their senior spring ball. So they're thinking, okay, here we go, some continuity. And then bam, again, turnover right after the spring game. And then a new group comes in, just level of comfort, really, really like where our team is right now. But you look at the district that we're talking about today and the teams in there and wow, it's awesome. You know, great coaching, at every school, phenomenally talented, and just exciting, week in and week out.
Well, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to start seeing some 5-6A action, and I appreciate you joining with us today, Coach.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for your love and support of Texas high school football.
No problem.
You can catch the entire interview Friday on our social media channels. That's going to do it for this week's Campfire. Next week, we will discuss District 6-6A. Until then, have a great week, everybody.